Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we have a lot of news, a lot of stuff to talk about. As I am back, right, I had a great conference, but now I'm back in Vegas and back in my studio, and it's so comfy. I really, really missed you guys. It was a good conference, but man, I kind of need, you know, I need to be kind of back in my own kind of circle. It's interesting. I texted the family yesterday saying I'm coming home early. I'm coming down the mountain. And no text back. It was like radio silence. And so I'm assuming they were at DEFCON 1, right? Clean mode, try to get the house ready. I came home, the house was still a mess, so I don't know where they were. I think they just missed my text. But we have a lot to talk about, but I want to open with our at-home free COVID test kits, because apparently there was a lot of surprise for as the first test kits started to come to the house sooner than expected, because remember, we weren't supposed to get our tests for 7 to 12 days. First, remember, I was concerned that our mailbox wouldn't hold them all because the Binex is big. They're really small. And I didn't bring them with me today. I'll show you them if you haven't seen them. Maybe I'll show them tomorrow. But they're really small. There's only two boxes. So remember, a lot of these kits have two tests in each. So I know many of you thought you were going to get four test kits. That's what I thought. And even in the news, they were saying four test kits. When you look at the website, they said four tests. So when you open up one box, there's going to be two tests. When you open up another box, there's going to be two tests. So don't expect four boxes, which means it'll probably fit in our mailbox. That solved that problem. Give us less tests. The company sells each test for $8.99, but you can't just buy one strip. You have to buy a box. So it's $17.99 for both. So just be prepared. There's going to be just four strips as opposed to the other ones that have spoiled us, where you get one and then you can retest yourself later. These test kits just give one strip to four people in the family. Hey, it's better than nothing. I'll take it. The problem is some people don't think it's better than nothing. People actually think it's worse than nothing. Why? Because when they read the box, it says made in China. iHealth Labs manufactures it, and clearly on the box it says made in China. Now, this was no surprise to me, because a couple weeks ago, very, very small headlines, they were talking about how our test kits are made in China. We've known for months that our test kits have been made in China. Our masks are made in China. Not only the N95s, but also the KN95s. All right, a lot of our stuff is made in China. My bra, made in China, exactly. That's why I'm always lopsided. No. Sometimes China makes some good things, but when it comes to COVID-related things, there's a little bit of irony that here we have COVID, and we also have masks and our test kits coming from China, especially when our tests seem to still be missing the fact that we have COVID. And our masks don't seem to be protecting us to the degree that we need them to, because people are getting COVID. So I wrote a little piece on this because a lot of you guys are a little confused. What's going on? How come this is happening? How come we have made in China test kits? Well, the FDA approved them. I even added a link to the FDA letter. The FDA approved China's Anden Health subsidiary, iHealth Labs, test kits. They have an emergency approval from the FDA. Because I guess they screened it and we have an emergency authorization for it. So the FDA has sanctioned and allowed us to use these. And so the next question people have is then, you know, when do we trust China When do we not? And I'm very frustrated, and maybe this is why we haven't gotten any clarity on the origins of COVID, even though Singapore concluded that the first SARS outbreak back in 2002 was a lab leak, and then there was another lab leak in which China had to fire some of their CDC heads because SARS leaked in 2004 as well and killed a couple people. So, I mean, my guess is there was some protocol, some leak. And what concerns me, and I'm not saying China manipulated this, China purposely released it. You know, that's for other people. I mean, there's a whole gamut of conspiracies and theories. I'm going to probably ascribe to the crappy protocols. They were dinking around with it. Something happened. But then my next question is, how are there protocols when it comes to mask making? How are there protocols when it comes to our generic medications? Remember, we are still dealing with recall after recall of these blood pressure medications because some of the manufacturing facilities that do include China seem to be giving off a byproduct that might be carcinogenic, the NDMA, the NDEA. So, and I'm not saying America is completely 100% accurate with everything, but we seem to time and time again hear that things coming out of China don't seem to be at the best of its quality. So these test kits that we're getting that Biden has sent out, and I'm very grateful Biden isn't giving everybody one strip. It's better than we've had before, but did he check? I mean, are we really okay with using Chinese products? Now, mind you, China's a big country. I've never been, but it's a big country. And there might be some labs, some manufacturing companies in China that are actually doing their job correctly. But we keep hearing over and over again, what was it, baby formula? What was it? I don't know. Things have been coming out of China that haven't been ideal. So apparently the U.S. Army Contracting Command signed a $1.28 billion contract on behalf of the country's Department of HHS, Human and Health Services, with Andon Health to supply the COVID-19 self-test kits. These were, by the way, they're not kits because, well, you get the box and it has two tests in each. So you're not going to get four kits, you're going to get four tests. So this was something that was announced weeks ago. So we knew they were going to be coming from a Chinese company. Do we trust them? I don't know. I'll leave that up to you. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Hello, I'm a bald person. Which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, flu is here. In fact, we just had another two children die of flu. I know we had kind of a quieter flu season last year, but I think the media didn't do it justice, and people thought that just because we have COVID, it'll compete with flu. Flu won't exist, and as long as we have COVID, we won't have flu. Well, that's wrong. Flu is real, and we're recommending people get flu vaccinated. But here to talk to us more about what's going on with current flu activity is Dr. Nadine Halliburton-Foster. She's a family medicine doctor just outside Atlanta, affiliated with Emory Johns Creek Hospital, and she's also a professor as well. Dr. Foster, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate you taking the time.
Thank you so much for having me, Dr. Dahlia.
Wow. So, yeah, you know, it was kind of interesting when there was a headline a while back saying Israel found the first case of flu and COVID, a flu Rona, but we've seen co-infections since the beginning of the pandemic. Have you had patients with both COVID and flu for a while?
Yes. Oh, yes. I see COVID daily in my practice, and I see flu frequently in my practice. But, yes, we have seen cases of flu rona in my practice as well. It's interesting to see because, see, people get vaccinated for COVID or not, but because of that, they have not been as up to date with getting vaccinated for flu. And mm-hmm. I think they just, the public in general just forgot. They forgot that, yeah, we have a virus called flu virus, and it can be serious. So, you know.
There are other things besides COVID. Yeah.
Yes. I've been working with Genentech to try to bring awareness of this fact and for my patients to be prepared for it, to get my patients vaccinated. And if they don't get vaccinated, I've tried to educate them on washing their hands and social distancing and wearing their masks and doing everything that they used to do for the flu. That you should really do for COVID as well, but it was really common to do all of this when it was just the flu circulating. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Now, you know, one thing that I think we've all learned is, and, you know, a lot of us doctors from the beginning have said, look, you know, you guys need to, we need the government to, you know, give us the good masks like the N95 respirators. Our masks provide a barrier, but, you know, COVID's going to outsmart it. And I think COVID has outsmarted our masks. Do you think the reason why, because there's still mask mandates, everybody's still sanitizing, is flu getting smarter? Because despite everything we're doing, we're starting to see cases. The CDC's reported, since the beginning, 32,900 cases. And that's an underreporting because most people with the flu aren't going in to get swabbed and counted. So are you seeing flu get smarter?
No. Actually, the flu doesn't get smarter as much as we see the COVID virus get smarter. So, yes, we are seeing flu cases as an uptick, but that's because we have, you know, pushed back a little against the masking and the social distancing. People are getting out there. People are socializing again. They're visiting grandma again. Schools are in session. We don't have as much virtual school as we had before. Mm-hmm. And so the flu is going to make a comeback. And this year, we see H3N2 is the foremost flu virus that's out there, and we've seen it before. We've seen H3N2 before, and we have a vaccine for that virus. And since we know, as healthcare providers, we know that flu can circulate as the virus can circulate as late as May. It's never too late to get your flu shot.
In fact, so we have our influenza A, our H3N2. Many people don't realize that then there's a wave a lot of times of influenza B. Our influenza B might have been mildly, you know, circulating, but sometimes we get a little surge. Flu does waves as well. And a lot of times we see influenza B a little later in the season, and that's springtime.
Yes.
You know, the flu shots and the technology with the flu shots is fascinating. You know, we've been under the impression that we wait for what happens in Australia. Not actually, because we have to decide as early as February, I believe, for our flu shot. So if Australia hasn't had their flu vaccine, season, and we have to come up with ours in February. You know, how are we as accurate? Because still 60% is fantastic accuracy. How are we being as accurate as we are?
Well, we are following the trends. The CDC does follow flu cases and activity and all of that. So whereas the flu season was not as significant as this one. And actually, this flu season, whereas we see an uptick in cases this year as compared to last year, the CDC looks at all of that data and makes a decision, a scientific right. with what's going on this year.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, you know, I've told people, look, you could still get your flu shot and your COVID shot the same day, same time. Never too late to get the flu shot. What else would you like to tell our listeners in terms of vaccination?
Well, vaccination is critical, but just in case you get vaccinated, you did everything right, and you still get the flu, contact your doctor, or you still get sick because you don't know if it's the flu or COVID. So if you have symptoms, and as physicians, we know flu hits you hard and fast.
Mm-hmm.
So the body aches are really, really a telltale sign that this is the flu. High fever that is intractable and doesn't go away. That's a sign of the flu as well. COVID is a little bit slower, at least in my practice I've seen.
Mm-hmm.
COVID,
yep.
You know, they come in and they say, I don't feel too good. And we test them and they test positive for COVID, but they don't have that high fever. Flu, I've seen the fever of 101 or higher and it just won't come down. So get in touch with your healthcare provider. Give them a call. They'll tell you, come in, let's get you tested. We'll test for COVID and flu. This is what I do. If I see a patient who tests positive for flu, we have antivirals out there mm-hmm. for the flu. And if you're 12 years of age or older, I will prescribe Zofluza if it's mm-hmm. covered by your insurance. Or if you're self-pay, you have resources out there to get it. Zofluza is one pill that you can mm-hmm. take to decrease symptoms within 48 hours of symptoms. As a matter of fact, if you get it in within 48 hours, it reduces your symptom duration so you can get better faster. I like it because you are reducing the burden on the healthcare system, because people don't realize that the flu can get really serious. It can mm-hmm. hospitalize you. It can cause complications. If you have comorbidities like diabetes or heart disease, anything like that, if you get the flu, it can get you very sick and mm-hmm. make you head on to the hospital.
Absolutely.
I don't want that, because I have mm-hmm. friends who were in the ER, and I don't want them to be overburdened. They're already overburdened. So if I can get treated and home, that would be a plus for me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Also, if you've been exposed to flu, if you have a family member who tests positive, your provider will give Zofluza or give an antiviral that can prevent you from getting the flu. Even though our Paxlovid and Molnupiravir for COVID has not been indicated for that, it is indicated with our flu medications. Dr. Foster, you have been just an angel to come on, being as busy as you are. How can people find out more information?
You go to the CDC website, cdc.gov. It's a great resource to learn about the flu, what's happening with the flu around your area in particular. And you can also go to zofluza.com. I'm going to spell that for your listeners. It's xofluza.com. It's also a good resource
mm-hmm.
to check out.
Absolutely. Thank you, Dr. Foster. We appreciate you. Can't wait to have you back.
Thank you so much. You have a great day.
You too. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The International Monetary Fund is adjusting a faulty economic prediction. The IMF gives economic advice to countries around the world and monitors risk to financial stability. The Washington-based lender on Tuesday cut its global growth forecast for 2022 by half a percentage point to 4.4%. Predicted inflation in advanced economies would be 3.9% in 2022, a 1.6 percentage point higher than anticipated in October. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen.
Noting that COVID and supply chain disruptions to the economy are not really expected to disrupt economic growth.
The National Baseball Hall of Fame added a member to its upcoming 2022 class. Boston Red Sox designated hitter David Ortiz. Left out again were Barry Bonds, Roger Clemens, and Curt Schilling. USA Radio News. Natural immunity from COVID-19 is better than most experts anticipated.
Natural immunity to COVID-19 was far more effective against the Delta variant than vaccines alone, according to a recent CDC study. The study looked at COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations in California and New York between May and November of 2021, determining that numbers were highest among unvaccinated people who hadn't been previously diagnosed with the virus. By the week of October 3rd, the study said case rates were 29 times lower for unvaccinated Californians with a previous diagnosis. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The four-day work week is nowhere close to becoming reality, despite support from corporate America, media coverage, and intense interest worldwide. But now with worker shortages, this spring, 35 companies in the United States and Canada will give four 10-hour days a week a go. USA Radio News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Taking your calls, your questions, your comments, and bring them. All right, guys. So, you know, I, interestingly, was not a real big Disney fan. I think when I grew up, we had Bambi, and I don't even remember watching Bambi because I guess the mom died. And I told you guys about how in Disney movies, there's usually a dead parent. And it kind of stems from Walt Disney's relationship with his mom and what happened to his mom, and he always felt guilty. But when there was a Disney movie like Cinderella, everybody thought that my favorite story would have been Cinderella. No. You have a beautiful blonde princess that's super skinny, that is forced to stick her foot into a shoe that might not fit, And then, I don't know. It just, you know, it was a cool story. But I liked Sesame Street growing up, okay? You know? So, I know I watched Snow White and the Seven Dwarves. And I might have watched Peter Pan. I might have watched Dumbo. But again, they weren't my favorite. But these stories were pretty complex. And Walt Disney would draw on other stories, some of them a lot more adult, as he made these children's tales. And so, you know, Snow White and the Seven Dwarves is where you have, you know, this beautiful princess, and I really don't remember the story too much, but I remember the dwarves. You had Dopey and Sleepy and Bashful, Grumpy, Sneezy, Happy. You had Doc, you know, and the Doc, you know, I was like old with a beard and he had glasses and he was supposed to be super smart and all that. And yeah, when they did these dwarves, they almost, you know, stereotyped. And you know, this came out in 1938, so they weren't really progressive back then. Well, dwarves actually, you know, came from the, well, not, I don't know exactly where the fables came from, because dwarfism is a chondroplasia. It's where your ossification of your bones from the cartilage at the bone plates to be able to make bone, there's a genetic mutation that prevents the bones being formed, so you don't have the skull, the spine, the arms, and the legs, and it's a medical condition. And whenever there were medical conditions, stories would come from them. Like the vampire. I really think the vampire story came from porphyria, where there was a condition where if people had the cutaneous porphyria, where they would go out into the sun, their skin would bubble. So they had to avoid sun. They had sun sensitivity. A lot of them have anemia. When you get anemia, you kind of crave meat, especially the bloody meat. So you started to see these people where they wouldn't go out until night. They liked bloody meat. Somebody decided to make a vampire out of it. And so there we have the vampire story. Well, so Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs now apparently are getting some criticism. Peter Dinklage from Game of Thrones, Elf, great actor, fantastic actor, was on Mark Maron's WTF podcast. And apparently they're making a new Snow White. And he says, literally, no offense to anyone, he says, but I was taken aback when they were very proud to cast a Latina actress as Snow White. But you're still telling the story of Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. Take a step back and look at what you're doing there. It makes no sense to me. You're progressive in one way, and then you're still making that F word, backward story about seven dwarves living in a cave together. What the F are you doing, man? Have I done nothing to advance the cause for my soapbox? He writes, I guess I am not loud enough. So Disney did hear the criticism, and apparently they told the Hollywood Reporter that they are going to be reevaluating. Let me see. I apologize. This computer is so slow. Anyway, they said they are going to be reevaluating, and they're going to take a quote different approach with how they include the dwarves. They're still going to do the story because, like I said, that what they did is for Snow White, they used a Latina actress. I think they advertised that, you know, to show how progressive they are. But they said, we're taking a different approach with these seven characters. I've been consulting with members of the dwarfism community. We look forward to sharing more as the film heads into production after a lengthy development period. So they want to avoid reinforcing stereotypes. Peter Dinklage is 4'5". He has a chondroplasia. Chondroplasia affects anywhere between 1 in 15,000 to 1 in 40,000 births. Mini-me, Vern Taylor, let me get his last name correctly. Yeah, Vern Troyer, mini-me. He recently died of suicide. He was 49 years old, and he had a chondroplasia. So what is the dwarf stereotype? Well, who gets kind of, I guess implicated in that is the Dungeons and Dragons game. So when you play Dungeons and Dragons, or if you watch Lord of the Rings, J.R.R. Tolkien, Dwarves were tough. They were courageous. They had resilience. So if you got a character, whether it was human, whether it was a halfling, whether it was an elf, if you got the dwarf, they were a pretty, it was pretty complimentary in terms of, you know, what they could do. They had a lot of resilience, could wield an axe. And again, this is fiction. This is within the Dungeons and Dragons realm. And so Walt Disney maybe, you know, bringing in some of that, I don't know. I don't know, because I think, you know, the time is a little off. But according to Dungeons & Dragons and Beyond, they say the character dwarves are bold, they're hardy, they're skilled warriors, miners, workers of stone and metal, they stand well under 5 feet tall, they're broad, compact, and can weigh as much as a human standing nearly 2 feet taller. Their courage and endurance are also easily a match for any of the larger folk. Dwarf skin ranges, this is according to Dungeons & Dragons, range from deep brown to a paler hue, tinged with red. Most common shades are light brown or deep tan, like certain tones of the earth. Their hair worn long, but in simple styles, usually black, gray, or brown. Some paler dwarves may have red hair. They have long memory. They can also hold long grudges. Remember, because they were fighting with the elves, I guess? They could live to be more than 400 years old. And again, this is in the story, in the Dungeons and Dragons. And they really do well in terms of mountains. They're skilled, they're loyal, they're true to their word, decisive in action, and they're stubborn. They have a strong sense of justice. They're slow to forget wrongs that they have suffered. And so this short, stout, good memory, I don't know how much of that pervaded into Snow White. But, you know, with the seven dwarves, I get what Peter Dinklage and many are saying in terms of, are what they're depicting, you know, in terms of you got the dopey and the sneezy, and oh, they're so cute, and they're little, you know, and maybe Snow White did, maybe in the movie show, because honestly, didn't they save her life? I mean, they were pretty resilient and pretty smart, and pretty resourceful, but dwarves don't want to be known as little people, as cute. You know, I mean, you know, they don't want to be stereotyped, you know, based on them having, you know, a difference in their limbs and in their height. And so it'll be interesting to see what happens with, you know, Snow White and where that goes. But, you know, Disney is probably going to be one of the largest Hollywood entities that is going to be revamping a lot of, you know, their stories, because as people get progressive, you know, as the world gets more progressive, there's a lot of things that were outdated, politically incorrect. So we'll see what happens with this. 1-877, Dr. Dolly, don't go away.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DLT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing. Then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So we have some breaking news. As expected, because of everything that happened during Trump's administration in terms of SCOTUS and Supreme Court justice nominations, as many of the Democrats have asked if we could expand the court, there's been a lot of calls for older liberal judges to consider retiring, one such justice, Stephen Breyer. I believe Stephen Breyer is about 83 years old. I want to double check that because this is breaking news. I think he is 83 years old. He is the court's oldest member. I hate saying the Supreme Court justice is liberal or conservative because you want them neutral. You want to think that these justices are neutral and they're not just because they were appointed by a Republican or a Democrat. They're going to be Republican or Democrat in terms of their thinking. But Justice Stephen Breyer has been known to do more liberal rulings. And so when people simplify the court, they call him one of the liberal judges. Being 83 years old, even though I think he still has, you know, longevity, it's understandable that the Democrats would like to put somebody in their 50s and have that longevity, like Elena Kagan being younger, Brett Kavanaugh being younger. So it looks like Justice Stephen Breyer, who was not going to retire, is planning to retire. This is going to allow not what happened during Obama's last year, in which, the justice that died, I can't remember, and then with Ruth Bader Ginsburg dying during the last month of Trump's, year of Trump's administration, Breyer will now allow Biden plenty of time to be able to nominate a new justice. So Breyer is going to stay till the end of the term, which I think is going to end June or July. He is one of the three remaining quote-unquote liberal justices, has been under pressure to step down in order to let President Joe Biden appoint his replacement. And so many people have been very, very frustrated with, how... Oh, I apologize. I'm sorry. We're getting some... I'm sorry. All right. So people have been very, very frustrated that there has been such a spread between conservative justices and liberal justices, they say, 6-3. Even though Chief Justice Roberts has been very middle of the road and neutral, and on some, he's voted one way, he upheld the Affordable Care Act. He even helped proofread it and redline it, going, look, it's unconstitutional the way it is, but if you call the tax, we can make this work. So, in terms of do we really have conservative versus liberal justices, if a justice keeps, always seeming to, trend towards one way or another, we're calling them liberal versus conservative. I personally think that needs to go. We don't want conservative or liberal sort of doctors, and practicing based on their political beliefs. We want, if science is science, we want you to put your political beliefs to the side. Same thing with Supreme Court justices. When they were saying, well, Brett Kavanaugh is conservative and Gorsuch is conservative. So they're going, I'm like, and Amy Coney Barrett, they're going to be conservative. They're going to vote conservative. And when they're grilled in the Senate hearings, like the new appointee will be for Breyer, when they're grilled in these hearings, they're like, look, based on your stance on things, is that going to interject and come into the way that you do law and you rule and you judge? And they all say, no. Yet here we are with liberal justices and conservative justices. So Stephen Breyer, long decorated career, we're going to be getting more information as we know, is older. And this is a, it's very, very interesting because, we want to not discriminate against older individuals. We want to, definitely have seniors in the workplace. We don't want them to, we don't want them to feel that just because they hit a certain age, they need to leave. And it doesn't matter how progressive we are. There was a push that you're older, you're in your 80s, get out so we can put somebody younger in. It's a shame. It's a shame. You have Brett Kavanaugh in his 50s, Amy Coney Barrett. You have younger, the younger they are, the longer they get to, they get to serve. And so, which is another issue that's been brought up, and I don't know where I stand on that yet. I got to think about it. Do Supreme Court justices need to be there lifelong, or should they be termed? And, it's interesting because the Supreme Court has been, guaranteed by the Constitution, to kind of be that checks and balances to, if it gets through the Supreme Court, it is, they have really looked at the law. There's nine justices, so we don't always have a tie, even though sometimes somebody's out or they recuse themselves or whatever. And so, you know, the Supreme Court was brilliantly designed, but there is a lot of concern that somebody is there for 40 years or, you know, 30, 40 years. And then they, like Ruth Bader Ginsburg, there was a lot of questions about her health. And she was, it's very interesting, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, people were on the right were saying, retire, retire, retire. Now people on the left are telling Breyer, retire, retire, retire. But there was a lot of questioning of, you know, how is their mentation? How is their competency in law? Are they up to date? And so, you know, I don't like the idea of, okay, once you get a certain age, leave so we could bring on somebody young. But I do understand a discussion of maybe we need to look at, you know, maybe shorter terms, maybe 20 years on the bench, you know, or no more than 25 years on the bench. You know, maybe, and it's not so much because we want to give the left a chance or the right a chance, Republicans or Democrats options. It's, you know, there's talk of stacking the court. There's talk of expanding the Supreme Court so they could, there could be that opportunity to get more liberal judges. And that's what's been a discussion, and that just makes no sense. You want a judge who's impartial. You want somebody to look at the law and say, look, based on the law, this is how I read it. And I just don't get it. Maybe it's because I'm not a lawyer. Maybe, you know, lawyers like Wadalia, you're just naive. Law is very political, and if you look at it through a Democrat lens or if you look at it through a Republican filter or lens, you'll see it different and you'll rule different. I just don't get it. If there's a law, just like with medicine, you know, people say, well, yeah, you know, if you're more conservative, you're going to be more open to ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, these other drugs. No, there is nothing in the Republican or conservative party that says that. Just like with Democrat. Well, if you're more liberal, you're going to, you know, want everybody to get the vaccine. No, most of my liberal friends that I know don't like mandates, you know, but I get how government, you know, control might fall more under a more left sort of ideology than a right being more government hands off. So there are trends. I get that. But as we see with COVID, it's been mixed from masks to not masks to whatever. So if we don't want doctors being conservative or liberal, they could be conservative or liberal in their own home, in their own, at the booth, voting, the polls, whatever they want. But in terms of medicine, you don't want somebody to go, look, I don't like what Blue Cross did with Obamacare, so I want you to cancel your insurance and just be a cash pay. No, your doctor's not supposed to do that, okay? You know, you don't want somebody to go, you know what? President Trump mentioned ivermectin. So no ivermectin for nobody. You don't want a doctor to do that. You want a doctor putting any political beliefs aside saying, look, you come first. And that's what we need with the Supreme Court. It's not going to happen that way. But anyway, Justice Stephen Breyer retiring. We'll see what happens. It's going to be a busy year. 1-877-DOCTOR.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.